Vidya Iyer is a YouTuber. Her claim to fame? Cover music videos. That was Vidya singing Closer by the Chainsmokers, fused with Kabira, a song from the Bollywood movie Ye Jawani Hai Diwani. Vidya blends top 40 American hits with music from her native India, along with producing her own original music. Her YouTube subscribers, and she has more than a million of them, don't know her as Vidya Iyer, though. To them, she is Vidya Vox, and her music videos have collectively amassed more than 100 million views. Vidya Vox joins us now from our studios at NPR West. Hi, so great to have you on the show.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited.
So tell me a little bit about your mashups. You're bringing all these influences into your music. Tell me how you do that. What's the inspiration?
I was born in India, and I was born in Chennai, South Indian, and my parents moved to the U.S. when I was about 8 or 9 years old. And so growing up in the West, but listening and like learning music, South Indian classical music, I always felt like it was two different worlds, and I always like, how can I bring the two worlds together? And that's basically the short version of how I decided to do mashups.
So what's interesting is you were pre-med, you were studying psychology, and then all of a sudden you make this shift into music. How did that happen?
Yeah, I didn't ever think about music as a career. Like, it was never, it's just something like an extracurricular activity that my mom put me in. And as every South Asian, you know, like, child, I was like, oh, okay, I can do medicine. And I am very...
Make your parents proud. Become a doctor.
Yeah, exactly. And I love science. I still do. But I think it was junior year of college, I collaborated with Shankar Tucker, who's an amazing musician. And he sort of showed me that, like, you don't need a record label to show and share your music with the world. And YouTube has been such an amazing platform for that. And that's why I decided, like, after I graduated, that I could do this.
What is it like being a YouTube star? Is it better to be able to directly give your music to the people or rather than the traditional route of having a record label?
I think when you have such direct communication with your fans, it's a good thing, but it's also that people, I don't know, you
right.
can't really please everyone. And that's something that I have to constantly remind myself.
So you've incorporated traditional South Indian music into your songs. There's one particular song called Be Free. Is that a message about your own journey?
Yeah, it is. I used to always... I don't know, not be ashamed, but I would always hide that part of me, like hide being Indian, and because it wasn't quote unquote cool. But now I wear it proudly on my sleeve. I'ma sing it loud.
So tell me, what are the lyrics that we're listening to right now? What are the actual words saying?
So it's Palivale Bhadra Vatakam Kai Lendum Tamburati. The Tamburati means like the princess or the goddess, and she has these weapons like a sword and all these things in her hand, and she's like standing outside the temple and she's like, come at me. I'm ready for a fight.
That's musician Vidya Iyer, more commonly known as Vidya Vox. Her first EP is set to release this March. Great talking to you.
You too. Thank you so much.